Yo, it's really crazy. Just by honoring my first message, I'm here with a second message. Man, it's so crazy. I just feel, I really woke up out of my sleep with this message. Hold on. We are too numb to the absence of God, and we're not numb enough to the miracles of God. Hold on. Hold on. We're too numb to the absence of God, but we're not numb enough to the miracles of God. Let me start off here. At your inception, at your birth, right? We almost forget how much of a magical experience, how much faith it takes, how much physical strength, how much mental strength it takes to have the baby, literally for the baby to come outside of you, right? So from your inception, you're already born. You was already a miracle. From your inception, from your birth, from your creation, you was a miracle. So how is it now that you becoming an adult, you growing up, you going through life, and you forget how great you were? Hey, bro, I'm like, so when miracles happen to you, when good things happen to you, you shocked, you surprised, you, right? But when bad things happen to you, it's normal. How that work? Right? So you're numb to the negative things that happen to you, but you're not numb to the positive things that happen to you. Like it's not a part of who you are, it ain't a part of your nature. The positive things that been happening to you, that happens to you, you're not numb to it. Let something negative happen to you, you numb. It's psh, man, it is what it is. Hey, bruh, it's just, hey, I can't call it. You know how it be. No, I do not know how it be. I only know how it be for something that's positive in my life because at my inception, greatness happened. And so now, as more time comes, all I can see is greatness. Hold on, I'm gonna tell you about the time where I was numb to the absence of God. Hold on. It was my third year teaching. Man, I can't even call it. It was my third year teaching. Man, I was probably at my darkest moment. But I realized something was a little different in my mannerisms and the way I communicated, and I wasn't me no more. I wasn't, oof, I was off. I was off. And so I had to do something ridiculous to change it, right? And so when you understand how ridiculous it is to be numb to the absence of God, you have to do something ridiculous to be numb to the miracles of the greatness that is God, right? Or to build your faith back up in the greatness that can happen to you, that is available to you, that is you, right? So, okay. So this is the something ridiculous that I had to do in order to be able to fix my mindset to start saying like, oh, nah, good things do happen to me. I had to create an alarm. I called it the positivity alarm. Now, this is an alarm that you honor, right? And so I want you to think about a time in your day, whether you come at home from work, whether you have a down moment at work, a break that you can honor early in the morning, but not too late at night before you go to sleep, but at least early enough that you can actually honor this time. And then I want you to reflect, right? And then you have to pick a positive action that's happened to you throughout the day. Now, this is where people get messed up. This is where people get confused. And this is where the numbness begins, right? They might say something like, I woke up this morning. Now, don't get me wrong. That's definitely something positive that happened to you, but it's not a deliberate action that has either happened to you or that you've created for yourself in order to generate a positive outlook or in order to generate a healthier mindset, in order to generate being numbness to the goodness around you, right? So try to be actionable. Now, if waking up feels like maybe that's the best thing that's happened to you today, okay, let it slide, but don't turn it into a habit, right? Don't turn that into a habit. What instead you should turn into a habit is your relationship with your coworkers, your relationship with your friends, your relationship with yourself. Right, your relationship with the divine, right, your relationship with your kids, right, an action that you've done, right, for yourself, for someone around you, an action has been done to you, right? Get into the habit of doing this every single day. Every day. And honor it. This thing is so ridiculous. It literally takes maybe 5 minutes out your day, but it can change your whole mindset to now you no longer numb to the absence of God. Instead, you're numb to the presence, right? To the miracles of God. So now the things that's happened to you that's positive, you're not shocked. Hold on, let me share this testimony with you just to let you know that I was also a victim to the shockedness of God, right? Now, I'm a teacher on a teacher's salary. Do what you want with that information, right? Life was a little bit of a struggle, right? And we had to pay for our doula services. All right, let's just say that was another tab that we was looking at it like, man, are we going to be able to afford it? Our doula was so amazing, right? She was so awesome that a family that had a birth with her before, they didn't even have the best experience, right? But they had her as their doula, so they felt informed. They felt good. They felt ready for this birthing process. They were so enamored by her that they decided to pay for someone. Entire doula services. So we didn't have to pay a dime in order for us to receive the type of attention, love, and support that we received. $1,500 paid for. Done. We even had to open up that bill. And at first, I was shocked. I was like, oh my God. Like, I cried. I was so shocked about it. Like, yo, why would somebody... As time went on, I'm like, wait, this is my normal. Things like this happen to me all the time. Why am I shocked? It's something to be noted of, something to notice, something to pay attention to, but be shocked as if, how could this happen to me? How could it not happen to me? How could it not happen to me? Because from my inception, listen, the word of the day is stop being numb to the absence and instead start being numb to the presence that is God. That was the message I had for you today. Take that and have a great day.